Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel, we finished chapter 2, verses 17 through 20. Listen today as we start Joel chapter 2, verses 20 through 25, but first, some announcements.
On his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. We're in Joel chapter 2, and today we're going to begin with verse 20. And we'll start off looking at enemies of the last days. So you'll want to pay close attention as we go over the next six verses here in Joel chapter 2 for the next several days. And so I hope that you will follow along. Now, before we get into our study, just a couple things. At each break that we've taken in our study here of Joel chapter 2, I've stopped to announce to you about a trip that we're taking to Israel, November 6th through the 14th, 2017. That is, Lord willing. Now, I've called it the Bible in Beulah Land because many of the people that have gone with us in the past realize that, boy, they get so much Bible and they come back just more excited and ready to serve the Lord, understanding God's Word much better. And so I hope that that will be something that you'd be interested in. I just want to point out a couple things about it. Now, what I really need, so that we have an idea and we can lock in the price, we need to have a $300 deposit. Now, you can go to our website at www.centralbaptistocala.org, and right there near the top and in the middle of the page, you'll see something regarding the trip to the Holy Land as we go to Israel. Now, that has on there the price that is involved. Now, this year, the price is an all-inclusive price of $2,793 from JFK Airport in New York. And, of course, it will be more if you were to fly with us out of Orlando to New York. We'll be flying out of New York on LL Airlines, one of the best in the world, and then we'll be landing in Tel Aviv. It is also a great time to just learn more about Jesus. You may want to be baptized in the Jordan River. You say, I've already been baptized. That's fine. Maybe as a testimony to those that are in Israel, you'll be baptized to show that you belong to Jesus Christ. You don't have to be, but you can be. I would also say that if you arrange your own trips to New York, then you wouldn't have to pay whatever extra it'll cost us to fly a round trip from Orlando. You may live in a different part of the country, and you'd like to go and meet us over there. The price includes not only your flight from New York and back, it includes also your hotels while we're there, the bus travel, entrance into all the things that we go into, your morning breakfast, which is a smorgasbord of great food, as well as a supper that is another smorgasbord of great Mediterranean food. And then we, lunchtime, well, you will have to buy your own lunch. And then also, if you buy souvenirs, you'll pay for those as well. Oh, so many places that we visit over there, whether it's the Judgment Hall in Jerusalem or the Empty Tomb or Golgotha and the many other places just there in Jerusalem where Pool Bethesda and so forth. Just so many things that we can go to and see that is just tremendous. And then we're in the Sea of Galilee. We take a boat ride there. We see Cana of Galilee. We are at Capernaum. What a beautiful place Capernaum is, and interesting, very interesting, where Jesus dwelt for so much of his time during his ministry. And then we are also at Caesarea, some very interesting things there in Caesarea. We're at Qumran, the Dead Sea area there. In Gedi, where David hid from Saul. We go up on top of Masada, beautiful, beautiful view. And you look out where Sodom and Gomorrah was, okay? And just so many things. I just can't enumerate everything. But I want to ask you now just a couple things. Number one, we do need a $300 deposit by April the 17th. That would help so much and ensure the prices and the seating and everything else. Secondly, I would like to ask you to check with your deacons of your church, send your pastor, maybe your pastor and his wife, on this trip with us. Again, it's November 6th through the 14th, and it is tremendous. It'll show you not only your love and appreciation for your pastor, but I tell you what, it will make him a better pastor when he gets back. And as a matter of fact, I have a thing with pastors that I'll let them speak at one of the areas of, if they would like to speak at one of the areas, and so I talk with them if they're going. So let me just encourage you to get your church working on that. It's November 6th through the 14th. But I would like to have a deposit of $300 by April the 17th. Now also, while we're thinking of things, and things that will help you and therefore help your pastor, July 24th through the 27th is the National Sword of the Lord Conference. It's in Walkertown, North Carolina, near the Winston-Salem area. We have meetings right there in the Gospel Light Baptist Church. Beautiful auditorium, seating around 3,000 people. And then they have a gymnasium filled with vendors of Christian books and other articles that are just outstanding. And they're the kind of things that you can depend upon. It's not these wild things that you see going out today. And so I hope that you'll come there. You can learn about Christian colleges there that are good Christian colleges that Dr. Smith has viewed as well. We have a number of preachers that preach during the conference. And that's July 24th through the 27th each night. Begins at 7 o'clock, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It's at 7 o'clock. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 10 o'clock each morning, we also have preaching. So there's preaching at 10 o'clock. Usually have two preaching then. And at 7 o'clock, we have two more preaching. Then the afternoon, especially for pastors, Dr. Shelton Smith has a great School of the Prophet. In addition to that, there are classes there during that afternoon time, and some at 9 o'clock in the morning as well. Classes for things as radio ministry. There are classes there for bus ministry. There are legal seminars there and things you can learn that could protect your church so much. And I mean, they've got some of the best men around coming in to conduct those seminars. And in addition to that, we see a ladies' Bible study each afternoon as well, Tuesday through Thursday. And a lot of times Mrs. Smith and some other ladies are involved in doing that teaching, so you won't want to miss it. It is great for the pastor and his wife. And it's great for you. Now, there are a lot of preachers there, and you'll get to meet pastors from all around the country and just get to enjoy a great fellowship. So, again, those dates are July 24th through the 27th of 2017. Begin planning your vacation now to join us at the Gospel Light Baptist Church near Winston-Salem, North Carolina, in Walkertown for the National Sword of the Lord Conference. Hey, I'll see you there. Well, I hope that that is a blessing to you and that you will come. Now, as we continue here, I want us to get back into our study of Joel chapter 2. And today, we're going to start in verse 20 as we continue in this chapter. Now, in this chapter, verses 12 through 19, they seem to deal with the happenings of the present-day Israel back then. The locusts devastated their land. And all that is recorded for us in chapter 1. And all human efforts to build a great crop are destroyed. Israel had drifted away from the Lord. They had drifted away in their obedience. and in their honor of God. Their worship, as well as their personal lives, had become quite fleshly. And so what happens? Boom! God chastens his own. You know, we can employ all kinds of helps and means of man, and we can use the best of men and mine. But all of that is nothing when the powers of darkness begin to work against us. What we find is that all the minds and technology and powers of men fail. Yes, all their religious power. And what a time to finally turn to the Lord when he uses such things as a little bug. And that's what he used, the grasshopper, a little bug, to show our insufficiency without him. You know, sometimes I have seen people that have wandered so far from God, and it breaks our heart. It really does. And we see people leave the churches, and they're upset. And really, when you check into it, it's very fleshly, and they walk out on God's will. And I have found, I make it a prayer that God would do those things that are necessary to put his fear in their heart without killing them or killing anybody else. Now, I've also recommended that when you have a wayward spouse, a wayward child, a wayward parent has gotten far away from the Lord, to ask God to put his fear in their heart to do those things that are necessary without killing anyone. That's not my desire to eliminate people that have been a problem. My desire is that they repent and get right, and fellowship can be restored. And that's usually, in most cases, my counsel when people come to me about it, because I believe it's the counsel of the Lord. Especially as you read through the Psalms and you see some of those imprecatory Psalms, you realize there were prayers for God to move really in judgment on people. So, again, I think that's important. Now, do you realize that as healthy as you may think that you are today, that there could be a bug in your body right now that will have you dead and in the ground within the next 7 days? Christmas Eve, I stood at the bed of a friend of mine. And, he's a good friend, and we had fellowship for many years, but I stood by his bed. He's getting ready to die of cancer.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plans, my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.